Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Oh yeah, baby! John Wehner joins us now. Buccos losers last night, a game back now in the wild card race. And John, I have to imagine, days like yesterday, the day before, especially a day like today, you must be happier in the broadcast booth and not down on the field, huh?
Well, I'm not working, actually. I'm in the air conditioned watching it, which is even better.
That is good.
That broadcast booth could get hot. And, you know, depending on where you are, some are better than others, but it can get hot up there. When you played, I mean, the heat can get a little annoying or what have you. We played on turf. It was way worse. But these guys have done it before. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you just deal with it. It's the same for both clubs. You know, you just go out there. I know you don't like the stinking heat, Crowley, or the cold, and it's just part of life.
Just fragile, John. I'm going to ask you one more stupid question, and then I'll cede the floor to Doran for all the good stuff. So would you like it when it's 95 degrees? Let's say you're playing on turf. Would you rather have a guy like Falter out there where you know the ball's going to be in play? Or would you rather have a guy like Skeens out there where you're just standing there sweating?
Well, I want the ball in play. I want Zane. Well, for me, it was Zane Smith. Zane Smith, his games were so quick because he just threw the ball in the zone and they hit ground balls at you all day. It kept it active. You know, when you get, a guy that's throwing a lot of pitches, and Skeens, he throws a lot of pitches because he's hard to hit. It's not like he's up there walking guys. So that's the worst when you're out there and it's really cold. Really cold and windy and guys are walking people. And that's the worst because it's so cold out there and there's nowhere you can, nothing you could do. The heat's the heat. I'd rather be hot than cold. But when you got guys pounding the zone, getting ground balls a lot, yeah, you like that. That's a lot. 210, I think, was the game time last night. So, yeah, you don't mind it when Falter's out there pounding it so you can get back in the dugout.
John, Brian Reynolds has been extremely hot lately. I mean, I think he leads Major League Baseball in some categories, a lot of categories, but he's been hot. What is it, about 16 games in a row, Crowley, something like that, that he's had a hit? What does that take, like, as a player? Like, is it more of, hey, I'm just seeing the ball right now, I'm feeling it? Is it, you know, mechanics? Is it, you know, practice reps? What is it whenever a player does get hot like that and goes on streaks of hitting the ball?
I don't know. I've never experienced that.
Never happened.
No, not for 16, like maybe six. But no, when you're locked in, it is so comfortable being locked in at the plate because it's more timing than anything else like that. When everything's on time, you know, mechanically, okay, your foot's getting down on time, your hands are getting back on time. There's so many things in hitting that make it easier or really hard. The timing is probably the most important thing. Like when you're on time for the fastball, no matter who's up there, no matter whose fastball it is, and you feel like that you're on time and you can get the bat head on the fastball, everything seems to slow down. So now you're just looking for a fastball, and when you see something off speed, whether it's a break, curveball, slide, or changeup, it seems you recognize that pitch better, and so you're less likely to chase something out of the zone. So when you're on time, like Brian Reynolds is right now, for whatever reason, he kills it in June. It just feels like you have more time to make swing decisions, and so you're not swing at anything but the pitch you want to swing at. And so it's a beautiful thing. It's one of the greatest things in the world, you know, when you're feeling like that at the plate, you're thinking like, boy, I wish I could make this last forever. And the opposite is true when you're not on time and you're struggling. It feels like everything's 10 times faster than what it really is.
Is it harder to keep it going, or is it harder to get going when you're not going?
Well, you don't know what makes it go away when you're hot. You're like thinking, oh, this is great. Blah, blah, blah. Then all of a sudden one day it's not there anymore. And it's like, what happened? And then you're searching for it again until it comes back. The other way, I think is more difficult. And then it's kind of the same thing. You work on it in the cage, you work on it up, you know, during early BP or whatever. And you get in the batter's box and it's like, doggone, I can't quit chasing that pitch, man. I can't get to the fastball. And again, you're searching, you're looking at the video, trying to figure out a way to get that timing back. And sometimes it's just one pitch. It could be a pitch, you hit a foul ball and it's like, boom, there it is. And then you get comfortable again. But when you're not on time, it's a constant struggle. And you're hoping just for like a hanging breaking ball or something to get you out of it.
John, take us through the thought process of maybe what you were thinking whenever McCutchen ran on Brian Reynolds, one hit to the outfield, and could have stayed on second. It was only one out, and then he took off. I mean, you usually don't see mistakes like that from a veteran player like McCutchen. What was your thought process during that?
Well, you know, I think he's just trying to be aggressive there. I think with Reynolds at the plate, there's been two instances in just the last three or four days where he's on first with, and yes, last night with two outs and you hit a double and he's unable to score. I know it happened like late in that road trip, and then it happened again Monday night. I think it was Monday night. Or no, was it yesterday?
I think it was early yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, it was early yesterday to where, you know, you hit a double, you're hoping to score on the double, you're not, and you know, and for whatever reason it seemed like on both of those plays where he doesn't score on the double, you know, his secondary leads weren't great, his jumps weren't great, and so then you're kind of forced as a third base coach to hold him up. So I don't know if that's what was on his mind, where he wants to make sure that he gets off and going, so if it's another double, he can score this time. But obviously, you still got to read it. You get to second base, you got to read to see if the guy's going to make the play. You could be all maybe even a step around second base. You see the guy make the catch, you're going to have time to go back. That's the biggest thing there, is you just can't commit before you know that it's going to be down and safe. You got to, you know, you can run hard to second or maybe a step or two around second, but then you got to hold up to see if he's going to catch it. If he catches it, you still have time to get back. If he doesn't catch it, you still have a chance to score. So, you know, I think that's, in my mind, that's what I think, because I know there was a couple of doubles where I thought maybe he could score on, and so there he's trying to be overly aggressive so he can score on that particular ball if it got down.
Wehner with us here on the Fan Morning Show. John is his first name. John Wehner with us here. And it's quite the juxtaposition seeing the Reds here, a team that has stolen over 100 bases. Now, Ellie De La Cruz has a lot to do with that. In fact, he's stolen almost as many bases himself as the Pirates have all year. And so skill set's going to have a lot to do with this. But, John, do the Pirates run enough?
It depends. You know, there's been times where the base running hasn't been that good, and they've made some mistakes where you're going to be more cautious. But, you know, can Reynolds have more bags? Probably. Could Cruz have more bags? Probably. You know, we don't have a ton of speed. You know, Reynolds is probably an average runner. O'Neill Cruz is above average runner. You know, I don't know why we're not seeing him be more aggressive on the bases. Outside of that, I'm trying to think who's going to steal your bags. You know, Hayes every now and again, Triolo every now and again. But we don't have the burners to where, you know, you got to – nowadays it's a math problem. Okay, this guy's this quick to the plate. This catcher throws this quick to second. Our guy runs this fast. You know, if the matchup doesn't work, you're going to be more cautious, especially – you know, if you're making outs on the bases, you're going to be more cautious. But there are times, though, where I think you have to push the envelope a little bit and be a little more aggressive. But you're just not going to be foolish and run into outs. You got to make sure that the math works in a certain situation. You could try maybe a little more hit and run, maybe something to get the offense going a little more. I mean, the offense has been better the last month or so, but I still think there's more. You need more. You need to score more runs. And it's not, you know, playing all these close games. You know, I keep thinking about this team's ready to go on a run. When are they going to win 5, 6, 7, 8 games in a row? To do that, they're going to have to score more because you can't win 2-1, 4-2, 3, you know, 3-1 because you're going to be crushing the back end of your bullpen. Every now and again, you got to win 10-2 like we did on, I guess it was Sunday in Colorado, to where you can, you know, you don't have to use those back end guys. Because you'll never be able to go on a big run of 6 to 8 games if you keep winning 4 to 2. I'm looking for more offense. Hopefully, if it's not internal now, they make a move to add to it.
John, this was great, man. We appreciate the time, and we will talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure, guys. You have a stay cool, Crowley. Don't overexert yourself.
Would hate to do that. Thanks, Wainer.
See you guys.
Thanks. What a guy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.